even though
the story is
I chose to participate in earth.
I chose
at some level of consciousness
to leave peace,
unity,
and come to a planet
where I would be violent,
and angry,
and fearful,
and curse God.
And why wouldn't I?
And why wouldn't I?
It sucks here.
We hurt the people
we love the most.
Thoughtlessly.
Compulsively.
I've been hurt
by the people
that gave me life.
I've hurt people.
I never wanted to hurt.
And if it's true,
if the story is true,
I've been here many times.
And I've misused power
and control.
And I've been tortured.
And I've lost babies
and husbands
and parents
and cities
and ideas.
And I've experienced
every degree of darkness
humanity could create.
So there is a part of me
that wants to be God.
And change God's mind.
Let's not explore darkness.
Let's not play like this on earth.
Let's make it easier.
Better.
Kinder.
Perfect.
I want perfect.
No, I don't.
Because I could be happy.
Right now.
And I'm not so good at that either.
This funny, funny thing.
I'd like to forgive myself
for not knowing
the concept of me,
the experience of me,
when I said,
give me life
in this planet.
Give me life
to explore
all the contrast
so that I might choose
light
so that I might be in choice.
I never knew,
or I keep forgetting when I go back,
that to choose light
means I said yes to the darkness.
And I've done horrible things.
And I've seen horrible things.
And all those horrible things
are still happening on earth.
And I'm part of earth.
So I'm responsible.
And yet,
I don't control it.
I am not God.
I'd like to be God
and change it
and make it easier.
I don't want that responsibility.
Sometimes I do.
Sometimes I think I'd do a much better job.
All the ways.
I feel the responsibility of God.
And yet,
I am not God.
I am not responsible
for all of it.
I am an aspect
of the Creator
participating.
And I'd like to forgive myself
for forgetting
the bigger picture,
the divine plan,
for forgetting
that there is eternity,
and that we can't get it wrong.
All the ways I've forgotten
how to feel in this body,
how to feel in this consciousness,
safe,
how to feel connected,
how to trust
myself,
God,
others,
how to trust,
how to make sense
of what seems so senseless,
so stupid,
so repetitive,
so time-consuming,
and pointless.
All the ways
I've evolved just enough
to question it,
to resist it,
to challenge it,
and not enough yet
to find peace
in the bigger meaning.
This lifetime,
this consciousness.
I'd like to expand my consciousness
so that I could relax.
I don't control the traffic,
the politics,
medicine,
fate.
I don't control.
I don't control. Most of my own experience. I want to relax anyway. And choose.
And choose.
And choose again.
And choose again.
And continue to choose.
And continue to choose.
To show up.
To show up.
In a new experience.
In a new experience.
Of acceptance.
Of acceptance.
And curiosity.
Curiosity.
Trusting my experience today.
Trusting my experience today.
To allow me.
To discern
the best experience,
the
best thought process,
the best giving and receiving
for me.
That's all.
That's all.
My whole experience,
my circle of influence with control. It's only with me.
And I'm angry.
And I'm frustrated.
And I'm frustrated.
Because I can't even control my thoughts.
I can't even control my thoughts.
My actions.
My actions.
My cravings.
My cravings.
All the ways.
All the ways.
It's so hard.
It is so hard.
Wouldn't it be a kick?
If I could actually remember
the delight I felt
in coming to this planet.
In coming into human form, to play with the contrast, the possibility
of
exploring darkness,
all negative emotion,
over and over and over again,
and choosing light
for the sheer choice of it.
That's the only control I have.
And I'm not very good at it yet.
And yet,
I deeply know it's what I desire.
So wouldn't it be lovely
if this goofy tapping
really helped me expand my consciousness?
Really helped me
feel safe at a heart level.
Really help me.
Really help me.
Believe in me.
Believe in me.
Even when
I don't like the setup.
I don't always like the background.
I don't
always like the lessons.
I don't always like the journey.
But wouldn't it be nice
if I could resonate,
with the miracle?
That I am,
and all the power
that I've been seeking,
evolving towards
authentic power,
in joining
the mind,
my mind,
with my heart,
just me,
just my experience.
I want to own the power
of presence,
of focus,
of
desire.
Desire.
A commitment
to me.
Okay, big breath.